Now for our story. It had been some time since David Bowman had seen Lily Devine, the lovely young woman who managed the new supper club. A friendship had sprung up between the middle-aged banker and the vivacious blonde girl shortly after Lily arrived in Wakefield. She was lonesome and rather insecure in the strange new town at first, and David had helped her through those early weeks. Some people, even Randy Lane, the young man Lily secretly loved, had regarded the relationship between people of such opposite interests, such different ages, as rather strange. And perhaps it was. Yet each supplied an understanding, a warmth the other needed. Well, tonight David has asked Lily to dine with him at his comfortable white house near the river. The meal is over now, and the two have moved into the living room by the fire.
Oh, gosh, David, that was certainly a wonderful meal.
Sarah would beam if she could hear you. You're one of her favorite dinner guests, Lily.
She's one of my favorite people, too. I gotta go out the kitchen and give her a rousing vote of thanks before I leave. Oh, it's a good thing I don't have dinner over here more often.
Well, I was just going to say it's a pity you don't.
Well, it might be fine from the standpoint of company, but it would be dynamite so far as my figure's concerned.
Lily, the amount of energy you burn up at the supper club would take care of your figure no matter how many of Sarah's dinners you consumed.
Well, I don't know about that. Oh, it's nice to have an evening off, though. Not that I don't love running the club.
I believe that's what makes the place such a success. You give it sparkle because you have a good time yourself.
Thanks, David. I figure if I can please you after all the swell places you've seen, I must be doing all right.
You're doing a great deal better than all right, my dear. Take my word for it.
Thanks. Peggy and Bill were in night before last. They had a wonderful time.
Huh?
I had to keep singing Moonlight Becomes You over and over. It was popular when they first met, so it's their ghost song.
Ghost song? Well, that's an expression I've never heard before.
Oh, you know, music that brings back memories.
Oh, I see. I have a few of those myself.
That's funny about ghost songs, David. A person can tell right away when a song's going to be the kind that gets her by the throat later.
Oh? Well, how does she know?
Oh, it has something to do with your mood, how you feel about the person you're with. There's a number popular right now that I... Get me, going all sentimental.
Well, there's no reason to apologize, my dear. I approve of sentiment and romantic notions.
Just the same, we'd better get back to safer ground. You wouldn't want me weeping all over that nice gray suit of yours.
Lily, I hate to think you're unhappy about something. Is there anything at all I can do?
No. I'm afraid there isn't, David. Nothing much I can do either. But we were talking about the happy bride and groom.
Oh, yes. Peggy and Bill. Well, the wedding's only about a week from now, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, those youngsters certainly deserve to be happy. Heaven knows they've both had to go through a great deal up to now.
What
deal up to now?
What
deal up to now?
It's wonderful how they kept pitching. I've often thought I'd never have had the courage Peggy's had. Afraid I'd have given up long ago in her place.
Oh, no, my dear. Not if you were in love as deeply as she's been.
I wonder.
Lily, you mustn't underestimate yourself. You have a great deal of strength in you. Strength and integrity.
Anyway, I'm glad you think so.
It seems to me, Lily, that people find the strength they need when circumstances force them into a situation which requires that strength.
Yeah, I guess so.
I was thinking of my niece, Kit.
Oh.
We've talked a little about her from time to time, but, well, she's been on my mind a great deal these last few months. When I first brought her here from Miami, Dr. Larrabee over at the sanitarium couldn't give me any hope she'd recover. She'd had this severe mental breakdown. Sometimes people never come out of them.
But she's quite a lot better now, isn't she?
Oh, yes, Libby. She's like a new person.
Does the doctor think she'll be completely okay from now on?
Oh, he's been very encouraging. And in a way, Lily, it's mostly due to Randy Lane's help.
Randy?
Yes. Does that surprise you?
Well, not exactly.
What brought it to mind was our mentioning that inner fiber people have, which means so much during unusual strains and difficulties. You see, Even though my niece has behaved very badly at different times in her life, I've always felt that, basically, she had the makings of an exceptionally fine person.
Well, I guess it's only natural, David, that no matter what she did, you'd be prejudiced in her favor. You're being so fond of her.
Fond of her? Yes. She was such a pretty little girl. So much like my sister, Kathleen.
Well, that's what I mean. You'd have to love her, no matter what she did.
Loved her, Lily. But it's difficult to forgive the things she's done in the past. But thank heaven she's coming out of it. Now I'm beginning to dare hope she may have a very happy future in store for her.
You mean when she's released from the sanitarium?
Yes.
I guess it must be kind of tough on a person when they first get back into the world again, after an experience like that.
I imagine so. But somehow I'm sure Kit will come through it all right, if what I'm hoping for her comes true. Lily, this is very confidential, but I feel I can talk to you about it. About Randy and Kit.
Randy and Kit. What about them?
Well, you see, Randy was mixed up in Kit's mental illness in a very strange way. She'd known him when they were children and...
Yeah, I know about that. Her father wouldn't let him be friends and so on. Kit went through life brooding about it, and finally they found out this boy she'd been looking for all this time was Randy. It's quite a story.
You sound rather skeptical, my dear. These mental quirks sometimes do seem very strange to a layman.
Oh, maybe I don't know enough about psychiatry. Also, I don't know much about your niece. I guess it's kind of hard for me to be very sympathetic about a person I've never met.
Well, it's rather foolish of me to expect you to see the situation through my eyes. But I believe you'll find Kit very charming when you eventually do meet her.
Yeah, maybe.
You see, Lily, Kit assumed this attitude of worldliness, sophistication, to cover up her frustrated desire for a home, a husband, children. I'm sure her whole personality will blossom out when she has these things. And now, the way things look, it's possible she may get them. Nothing would make me happier that Randy's such a fine young man.
David, are you telling me that Randy and Kit are engaged?
Oh, no, Lily, not engaged. But Kit is deeply in love with him, and he's sympathetic and... Well, I'm pretty sure he's attracted to her.
I see.
Nothing would make me happier, Lily.
Yeah, I know, David.
Kit, in her own home, happy, leading a full, useful life, would help to make up for all the sorrow of her mother's death years ago.
Yeah, I'm sure it would.
And then, feeling as I do about the Lane family, Randy's a fine young man, Lily. My niece couldn't ask for a better husband.
No, she certainly couldn't.
What? Lily.
I'll be sorry, David.
Lily, what?
I'm sorry to act this way. It's just that I got an awful headache. It hit me all of a sudden.
But why didn't you say so? And here I was, burdening you with all this family talk.
It's not your fault. I just...
Lily, my dear, let me get you an aspirin or...
Thanks, David. I don't know what's the matter with me. Nerves or something. I'd better go home. I'm sorry I spoiled this nice evening.
Oh, it was foolish of me to ramble on the way I've been doing. Enough to give anyone a headache.
I'm the one who's been foolish, David. It's about time I got on to myself.
In recent weeks, Lily had thought she noticed Randy Lane's interest in Kit Calvert, although Randy insisted he only wanted to help his childhood playmate recover her mental health. But it had seemed to Lily, whose love for him made her sensitive to the young man's emotions, that his feeling was deeper than he knew. And tonight, innocent of the pain he was causing her, David Bowman had confirmed Lily's fears. Now, Lily told herself, her love for Aunt Mary's son was hopeless.